我们得救在将来。
And there are also passages in the Bible telling us that we'll be saved in the future.
所以我们必须把这个得救整个观念呢，看整个看清楚了以后，才能够真正的了解我们昨天所说的是不是一次得救永远得救那个。
We have to understand this broad concept of salvation. You have to understand whether being saved once or being saved for eternity.
可是我在昨天晚上，昨天下午没有时间啊，我忘记讲一句话，我现在补充一点。
So I forgot to tell you one thing. I'd like to.
你根本如果你过去真正的相信了耶稣
，If you had believed in Jesus truly, believed.
你不要再一天到晚说哦，我已经相信了耶稣，那我是不是今天得救了？明天会不会是赏掉我的生命？如果你一次接受了耶稣以后，如果你不再背叛神了，在神里面，我们可以知道我们过去得救了。
So if you have truly been saved and you have no intention to rebel against God, you can be sure that we are saved eternally.
其实我可以再讲一句话让你们比较安心一点，就是说主要你在担心了、啊、我有没有赎掉我的救恩的话，那表示你根本没有赎掉救恩，所以你不必很担心。
Another statement of comfort, that is if you are worried aboutwhether you have lost your salvation, I can tell you that since you are worried, you haven't lost it yet.
那你就是失掉了救恩的原因，就是我根本我信了耶稣以后，然后在背叛神，我根本不理你的那种态度。
So the only way to lose salvation is after you're saved, you decide not to pursue it anymore, and you rebel against God.
所以我们呢，千万也不要以为说啊 ，OK， 我已经十年前我信了耶稣一次了，所以我现在是犯罪都可以。没有那个东西。
Don't you think that since you were saved 10 years ago, you cannot do whatever you want?
所以不要走到那两个极端。
So don't go to these two extremes.
第二极端说，我十年前信耶稣，我现在天天去杀人，天天去犯奸淫，天天去抢银行都不要紧，我还是得救的。
So one extreme is that since I was saved 10 years ago, I can commit all kinds of crimes. Now it should be okay.
可是另外一个极端也不要说，我天天在那里怕说，我到底有没有失掉我的救恩？如果你这样怕在关键的话，你根本没有失掉那救恩。
So another extreme is that since I'm not sure, I'm afraid, really afraid that I'll be losing my salvation. If you're really concerned about this, you haven't lost your salvation.
约翰福音以及约翰一书很清楚地告诉我们，我把这些写给你们是叫你们知道你们已经有生命，叫你们知道你已经领受了什么生命。
First John 1:1 tells us that I'm writing this to you so that you may know you have eternal life.
Not First John 1:1, but First John. First John.
Okay, first part.
讲到这些事。Okay. 所以我们可以知道。有这个得救的缺据，所以你不要在那里只是怕说我有没有得救。
So we should have this assurance and don't be afraid.
不要要避免这两个极端。
You want to add some?
No,
that's fine. Okay. 我们有必要知道见会幕的每一个详细步骤。我们要不要知道见会幕的每一个详细步骤的意义 ？Do we need to know the meaning of every details of building this tabernacle?
No, you don't need to know many of the details at all. As a matter of fact, people become Christians and die before they ever hear about the tabernacle.
你不需要知道所有的这些这每一步骤的意义，因为我知道有很多基督徒他得救他去世了，根本还没有听说过有会幕这回事。
The value in studying the Old Testament and the tabernacle lies in how it...illuminates what Christ has become for us.
所以当我们在学啊、在看关于会幕的这些记载会幕的圣经，我们要想就是这是后来耶稣基督所成就的样子。
Defines very clearly that God wanted to dwell with His people.
我们知道神非常想住在他的子民中间。
And Christ has fulfilled that because God has dwelt in Him among us.
神已经满足了这件事情，因为神已经借着耶稣基督住在我们中间。
You don't have to see how Christ fulfills the details of the furnishings of the tabernacle.
我们不需要仔细的看这个会幕里头各样的设备的这些细节。
It's much more helpful to see that he has become the tabernacle himself.
可是我们比较知道耶稣自己变成了这个会幕。
And because we are his brethren, we also have become tabernacles and God dwells in us.
因为我们是弟兄姐妹是耶稣基督的兄弟，所以就我们也变成了会幕，神就住在我们中间。
These things in the Old Testament make sense out of the New Testament.
所以这些旧约所记载的事情从新约里来看就蛮有意义。
Christ's work and person would mean nothing if we did not have the Old Testament.
耶稣基督的工作如果没有旧约的话，对我们的意义就消失了。
We wouldn't understand even why he came.
我们就根本不明白他为什么要来。
We wouldn't understand why the giving of his blood was important.
我们也不明白就是他流血究竟 有什么重要。
He fulfilled the entire priesthood.
他这个成就了整个的祭司的职分。
He is God's sacrifice.
他也是这位祭物。
But do you see that that only makes sense because we know how important those things were to God from the Old Testament.
这些事情对我们有意义，就是我们看旧约的时候知道这些事情对神有多重要。
And he fulfills all of that.
他成就了这全部的事。 okay. 下一个问题是什么是圣灵充满、What does it mean to be filled by the Spirit?
我今天晚上给各位解释。
OK
因为今天晚上看到罗马书第五章那里会讲到圣灵充满。
Yeah, We're going to talk about Ephesians chapter 5.
Right.
Yes.Okay, your way to end. 在十诫中提到当纪念安息日守为圣日，对我们今日的基督徒有无特别的意义？是否基督徒都应在星期日到教堂崇拜神？有无圣经根据？ In the Ten Commandments, we know that we should remember the Sabbath and keep it holy. And what does that mean to us Christians today? And is that true that all Christians...should go to church to worship God on Sundays? Is there a scripture basis for that?
Okay, the keeping of the Sabbath day, of course, established Israel's faith and trust in her God.
在守安息日对以色列人意义就是说他们能够信赖这位神。
Even though it said the seventh day, that particular specific requirement is no longer necessary.
虽然是说安息日，可是这个这一条的已经不是那样子的重要。
In Christ and in the New Israel,
在这个新的以色列人，在基督里头
，it is the heart, the religious center, the core of the Old Testament law that must be fulfilled.
我们必须要遵守旧约律法的中心。
Therefore, if we set aside a day unto the Lord and keep it.We are doing the same religious principle that they were doing back there.
所以如果我们能够分别出一天来守那一天，那我们已经满足了旧约律法的要求。
For salvation, it's not necessary to go to church on Sunday.
如果只是为了得救的缘故，星期天去聚会并不必要。
But it is really a mark of the people of God to keep the Lord's day.
可是对于神的民来说，守主日是他们的一个信心的代表。
By this we show clearly we have faith in God.
我们借着这样子的遵守，我们把我们对神的信心充分的表明出来。
And in His Messiah Christ.
也对于弥赛亚基督的信心表明出来。
If we neglect that, it can be dangerous because.We don't witness clearly to our faith.
如果我们不去教堂聚会的话，我们可能有就是对我们的所做的见证可能有一些损伤。
And it is natural for a son of God to want to share and be with the other people of God.
所以对于一个神的孩子们，他应该有一个愿望，就是跟其他的神的孩子们常常在一起。
Because they share the same faith in the Holy Spirit.
因为他们同有一个心跟一个灵。我们说一下。在出埃及记二十四章十一节的记载到百姓观看神，但是约翰福音一章十八节说从来没有人看见过神。为什么？ In Exodus chapter 24 verse 11 it recorded that the people were observing God. Yet in John chapter 1 verse 18,it recorded that nobody had ever seen God. Is there any conflict?
Yeah, I think if you read in Exodus 24,
如果你读出埃及记二十四章
you'll find that there is not a clear vision of God face to face.
我们可以注意到说 那里并不是很清楚的面对面的看神。
His total glory did not shine out upon the people.
神的全部的荣耀并没有像那时候的明显出来。
His glory would have been too great for them to endure.
因为他的荣耀会那样的大，那些民就会站立不住。
The Son in the New Testament has seen the total glory of the Father.
在新约的讲的这个神的儿子，他是看到了神全部的荣耀。
In that sense, he has truly seen God face to face.
所以在他就把这个，他是实在是面对面见过神。可否请叙述一些由你经验中革除不良的潜意识而获得脱去旧人穿上新人的良策？ So can you share through your experience how do you change those evil thoughts in your subconscious mind so that you can really put off the old man and put on the new man?
OK, 你要讲这个例子啊，比如说你们，因为我们这个头脑的同时我们潜意识里面的思想啊，是什么呢？就是如果你把正确的观念摆在那里的话，那一个错的观念会排挤出去。
Okay, so in your subconsciousness, if you place the correct thought in it, and that would replace the evil thought.
所以如果你一直在那里想一些不应该想的思想
，So if you keep thinking about some evil thoughts,
你就赶快去看或者是思想那些好的正确的那些思想。
So please go ahead and go and seek after those good thoughts.
如果你这样子的话呢，你不应该想的那思想就跑掉了。
So also if you are preoccupied by those thoughts regarding good things, then you would no longer be bothered by those evil thoughts.
保罗在以腓立比书第三章第八节跟人讲这句话。
Paul tells us in Philippians
第三章第八节。
Paul tells us in
第四章对不起啊。
Paul tells us in Philippians chapter
4, 第四章第八节
verse 8.
弟兄们，我还有未尽的话，凡是真实的、可敬的、公义的、清洁的、可爱的、有美名的，有什么德性，若有什么称赞，这些事你们都要。我用英文讲啊，就说。Let your mind continue to dwell upon these things. 让你的思想继续停留在这些事上。
So in that verse, finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, let your thoughts dwell upon those things continuously.
Okay, yeah. 所以如果你的思想啊，一直想这些正确的、好的、积极的东西啊，你慢慢的那个。想不好的那坏的思想会慢慢的排除。
So if you keep thinking about the good thoughts, then you will not be bothered by the evil ones.
A good illustration in the Old Testament is Psalm 1.
在这个旧约里头有很好的例子，就是诗篇第一篇。
I'll just read three verses, and that will make my point.
我只读三节，我相信就很明白了。
Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the wicked.Nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of scorners. This basically is talking about a person who rejects walking in the way, the lifestyle of those who are not pleasing to the Lord.
所以这里讲到这个人，他是不从恶人的计谋，不占罪人的道路，不坐亵慢人的座位。这个人是一个有福的人。这个人就是他一天到晚就想。神在他身上的计划。
He rejects that lifestyle, and that even has effect upon his subconscious mind and his thinking.
当他反对这些恶人的这些生活的方式，那他也就他这样子的反对，也会对他的思想有帮助。
Verse 2 now.
第二节。
But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night.He is like a tree planted by streams of water that yields its fruit in its season. The main point here I want to bring out is in two. He fills his heart and mind and meditation with the Torah of God.
所以讲到这个有福的人第二节说他是那个喜爱耶和华的律法昼夜思想的人。他像一棵树栽在溪水旁按时候结果子叶子也不枯干反而所做的尽都顺利。所以他实在是让耶和华的话他的律法充满了他的心智 By the way, we're suddenly running out of questions, so I have two more to go, and so take your time now. 所以王教授说，神给我们自由意志，为何我们没有选择？没有 ，OK。王教授，神给我们有自由意志，为何我们没有选择的有犯罪的本性，而恩典需要我们去选择才能得到 ？Dr. Wang told us that God gave us a free will. Why aren't we free to choose not to have this sinful nature? Yet the blessings, the grace, we have to choose.In order to get it. In other words, if we don't choose, then we have the sinful nature.
Oh.
We have to choose to get the blessing.
Okay. 因为啊，我们整个人类是一个整体。那因为圣经告诉我们说，因为亚当夏娃犯罪的缘故，亚当夏娃犯罪的这个后果就影响到我们每一个人身上来。
The Bible tells us that because we have the body and
we are total collectively.Okay, all human mind, all human race are collectively, collect unit.
So
therefore, we are, okay.
All human minds are collectively considered as a unit. So therefore, we are all affected by Adam's sin, and that came to the earth.
因此就是说，我们因为亚当夏娃犯罪的缘故，我们人就做出一个犯罪的倾向。
Because of the sin of Adam and Eve, and all of us,That is sinful nature. That is the tendency to sin.
可是这个犯罪的倾向只是使我们比较容易犯罪，而不是说你非犯罪不可。
But the sinful nature simply gives us this inclination to sin, rather than you have to sin.
所以在那个地方，当然我们有自由选择的这个余地。
So in that sense, we certainly have this.
那其实是什么呢？其实如果你愿意选择说我不犯罪的话神的恩典够我们用神的恩典说好你要对付你的这个罪性啊神的恩典在那里只要你选择的话你就可以选择来对付你这个犯罪的这个力量
Okay, so, if we choose not to sin, then God's grace is sufficient, so we will be able to resist this temptation.
就是靠着神的恩典
so,
我们可以抵挡可以处理这个罪
了 Under God's grace, we will be able to resist such temptations.
所以虽然呢我们这个我们的环境里面多少会影响我们的作风啊我们的行为可是最后还是我们自由意志来决定我要不要做这件事我要不要做这件事
Okay, yeah, since we will still be affected by our environment you know, in any case at the end it is our free will to decide whether we want to do this or not to do this
对不对比如说有一些我在讲一个例子先你既然说有时间了我在讲一个例子
This is time I give you an example
比如说一个小孩子啊他出生在一个家庭环境不是很好
So if a child was born into a rather poor family,
那这个不好环境的这个家庭出生的小孩子，他比较容易做坏事。
So it's probably true that this child who grew up in a poor family is easier for the child to commit crime.
可是我们也看到很多从坏家庭出来的人呢，他根本不要去犯罪，他根本有一个很好的成就都有。
But we also know that many children who grew up from poor neighborhoods and they became quite prominent and famous because they chose not to be involved with a crime.
那今天的心理学家过分的强调那个环境，差不多比如说你在什么环境出生以后，你就没有选择，你就非犯罪不可。其实我们看到有很多从不好的环境出来的这个孩子啊，根本没有犯罪，更是很成功都有。
So although the many psychiatrists today tend to think that people who grew up from poor neighborhoods are destined to commit crimes. But yet we do know there are many, many such children who grew up and did quite well.
所以我们千万不要以为说，因为亚当夏娃犯罪了，所以我今天离开神了，应该亚当夏娃负责，我自己不负责任，这叫讲不通。
You cannot say that because of Adam and Eve's sin today, if I depart from the Lord, you know, it's Adam's problem, not mine.
And 神在那里已经为我们预备一个方法来对付这个从亚当夏娃犯罪产生的后果在我们身上。
So God has already prepared a way.To resist or to get rid of the problem that we inherited from.
那你不愿意的话，你就不要怪神，你要怪你自己。说为什么我不
So if you choose not to, then you can only blame yourself, not God.
You wish to add something? I just make one point. I think.
我只加一点点
That we need to see Adam
as representative of mankind.
我们要看亚当是代表全人类的。
I think the same point holds with Adam that holds for Israel.
对于这个在亚当身上我们看到的例子在以色列人身上也看得到。
We tend to think that God had chosen another nation, they would have been faithful, and Israel wasn't.
我们也许会想到说如果神选另外一个民族他们可能就会遵守神的旨意只是以色列人没有。
And we think if I had been Adam, I wouldn't have failed.
然后我们也想到说如果我是亚当的话那 我就不会失掉我的信心。
I think Adam is representative of every man.
我觉得亚当是在代表每一个人。
也许我再加一点啊
，OK， 看到对。
有一些人就说，为什么缘故神很不公道？为什么缘故？因为亚当夏娃犯罪的结果啊，我就会受他的影响。
Some people may blame Adam. You know, God is
not fair.
God is not fair because Adam sinned and I have to sin.
可是你也不要忘掉另外一方面呢、啊。
So don't forget another aspect.
一样的啊。因为耶稣基督为我们的罪定死在十字架上，因为耶稣基督已经胜过了魔鬼，胜过罪的力量。今天我们如果和耶稣联合在一起的话，我们就可以领受到耶稣那个力量。
Because of Jesus' crucifixion and because of his victory over Satan, you know, if we're united with Christ today, we could resist that influence, the problem of sin.
所以照样，因为我们跟亚当联合的结果，我们受亚当的害。可是同样的，我们因为跟耶稣联合，我们就受耶稣基督的福分，所以这样你说很不公道吗？其实差不多。
We suffer because of our union with Adam. We also can gain victory because of union with Christ. So can you still say that God is not fair? No, I doubt it.
I'll make one more point.
Okay. I have one more question here. So.
Okay. It's very interesting from ancient Near Eastern studies that.In all the other nations round about, mankind is made originally evil.
我们很有兴趣看到，就是在古代东方的传说里头，大家都认为就是人造出来是性是本恶的。
In other words, when the Babylonian gods made the Babylonians, they already had sickness, illness, pain, death naturally.
比方说在巴比伦的传说他们的神创造巴比伦人的时候他们那些人已经有些疾病痛苦各式各样的困难
It is only and I say this without exception It is only in the Israelite story of creation that we find mankind made from the hands of God morally perfect and upright
只是在圣经的神里头神创造的时候我们看到神所造的人是按照他像做的好像道德上都是完全的
And a major point then of the biblical story is to show how evil and sin and death entered into the human race
在圣经的记载的一部分就是让我们看见这些罪恶这些这个痛苦跟死亡是怎么样临到这个世界上来的
And it enters because of a moral and a religious willing failure on man's part
他这个罪恶跟痛苦的产生其实是因为人在这个道德上头在宗教上头失败了
Sin and death are intruders in the dust They are not part of God's original creation But they came through a moral decision of mankind
所以这个罪跟死并不是神本来的创造一部分而是因为人的失败他就进到这个创造里面
That is a tremendous point to remember because I want to repeat it and have it in your thinking. None of the other accounts of creation, the Egyptian, the Babylonian, the Hittite, the Assyrian, have that perspective on death and sin and evil.
所以其他的宗教的传说像埃及人像赫人像这个就是中东那些的民族他们都没有像圣经上这样子讲他们的神创造他们的时候就已经有罪恶跟死亡 Okay, last question that I've written and we are about running out of time anyway So it's in 1 John 8:59 I'm sorry Gospel of John chapter 8 verse 59 Jesus said before Abraham was I am Exodus 3:14 I am who I am from the meanings of the Greek I am that is in John chapter 8And of the Hebrews, that's in Exodus 3:14, could you compare them? 就是在约翰 福音八章五十九节，耶稣说还没有亚伯拉罕啊，我就是，或者是就有了我，在出埃及记上十四节有话说，这个说我是自由拥有的。我们可不可以比较一下希腊文的这个我就是、啊、跟这个希伯来文的我是自由拥有啊，是不是一回事
？OK， 哎
，Well， it's clear that in the New Testament, what Jesus is saying is that I am the God who was revealed to Moses and that we just talked about earlier. That is indeed a quote from Exodus 3:14 and 15. So no doubt about it, he's quoting from that. So Jesus is identifying himself with the God of Israel throughout the Old Testament. And to make a statement like that to the to Jews. Okay, you want to catch up?
Yeah. 我想我们对耶稣基督那时候是不是引用这个出埃及记三章十四节来形容他自己是神，这其实毋庸置疑的，就是他的确是引用出埃及记的那一段话。
Okay, it is a clear quote from Exodus 6 3:14 and 15. So Jesus is identifying himself with God.
所以耶稣自己跟神 就说他是神。
And not only just some God, the GodThat was revealed to Israel.
他不是说他自己是某神某一类神，他就是那一个以色列的神。
Now, of course, to the Jews, therefore, he was guilty of blasphemy.
所以这样子，犹太人对他就认为很岂有此理，认为他亵渎神。
OK， 其实不只是约翰的福音第八章了，约翰的福音书里面有好几次耶稣讲 I am。
Several other places in the Gospel of John that Jesus said, "I am."
啊，这句话实在中文很难翻了。我想了半天怎么翻，我说中文很难翻了。
So this is actually very difficult to translate.
你不要平常我们说 "I am"， 应该说我是什么？我是男孩子，我是大人，对不对？是有一个 compliment， 有一个 compliment 同事，是不是？
In normal
不语不语 compliment 不语 yeah right 我是什么东西？我是人，我是男人，都是要这个东西，对不对？
So normally in our speaking, when we say I am, we always have a complimentary
compliment. I am a boy. I am 什么东西？对。
Yeah, so
可是，在约翰的福音里面有好几个地方啊，耶稣是讲 I am。
So there are several places in the Gospel of John, Jesus said only, I am.
没有那个补词，没有那个 compliment, 没有那个。
He didn't say, you know, didn't have that.
那很明显的呀，耶稣就是在用这个出埃及记第三章十四节那句话。
It was obvious that Jesus was quoting from Exodus 3:14.
各位您看啊，第八章五十八节五十九节。
So in chapter 8, verses 58.
耶稣说，我实实在在告诉你们，还没有亚伯拉罕 I am.
So Jesus said, I tell you the truth, before Abraham was born, I am.
那五十九节可以看啊，于是他们拿石头要打他。
At this, they picked up stones to stone him.
为什么呢？因为他们听懂。
Because the Jews.
耶稣讲那句话，犹太人听懂。
Because the Jews understood what Jesus was talking about.
耶稣讲说 I am, 我是。其实这个中文说翻成我是跟 I am 意思不太一样，很难翻。
It's really very difficult to translate into Chinese.
不过中文呢，耶稣一讲这句话出来的时候啊
，But the moment after Jesus said that，
以色列人马上拿石头打他。
The Jews want to pick up stones.
因为犹太人很听懂，原来你就在诉称你就是那一个出埃及记三章十四节那一个自由拥有的那个耶和华。
So because they considered it blasphemous for any man to claim that he was this God as described in Exodus 3:14.
他们拿石头打他的原因啊，就是说耶稣，你这个人实在是在亵渎了神，你把你自己当作神。
They thought it was blasphemous that Jesus considered himself the God.
所以这个犹太人才会打他。
So that's why Jesus want, Jews want to stone Jesus.
所以耶稣知道他在讲什么事，他在讲话。I am 他什么意思？耶稣自己知道。
Jesus knew what he was talking about.
而且他的听众也明白他的意思。
And his audience did so too.
所以他们才会这样反应。
So that's why they reacted that way.
其实圣经里面有好几个地方呢，约翰的福音书里面有好几个地方耶稣这么讲。
So there are several places in the Gospel of John Jesus said that.
好了，时间到了。
好 ，It's about time. So let's have a word of prayer.Father, we really thank you for these three afternoons. you have answered many of our questions. Father, we just thank you so much for giving us this opportunity, giving us the resources so that whenever we have questions, they can be answered proficiently and adequately. We again thank you for bringing us here and bringing the two speakers here with us. And may you guide them and teach them so that you can become even better teachers to your people. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.